fate. Me and my baby meant to be together each and every day. Yes, I was wrong to go away. I'm coming home and that is where I'm gonna stay.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, and that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Neil Brockbank right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I remain Belinda, and yes, it does continue to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. This is the first week of the summer so that I've been able to kind of go. I've got maybe a half hour in me, and I have proposed a free association over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'm willing to give it a shot. These are always, these on-the-fly ones are always a little risky because I don't get to preview anything. I just have to go with it and hope that, hope my knowledge of my collection is what it should be, which it's not. I'll just put that right out there. But it's all right. We'll give it a shot. What happens? So, let's see here. Thanks for a couple people for getting things started. With that, I'll jump right in to this free association. If you want to play along, go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and type a little something in. And see what happens on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Once upon a time, quite a long while ago, a shepherdess lived near a city. From her bonnet to crook, she was dressed in new look. She was young, she was sweet, she was pretty. She hadn't a care, her sheep were all there. By her singing, she kept them contented. When one day she looked round, they couldn't be found. And little Bo Peep went demented. Anyone seen my sheep anywhere? When little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, she searched in the fields and the dales. She asked Jackie Horn about the woman in his corner, for had he caught sight of their tails? She climbed up the hill and asked Jack and Jill, but they'd been too busy all day. She asked the three blind mice who were shooting dice, and they couldn't care less anyway. Now old Mother Goose wasn't any more use. She said, don't you know the rhyme? I'll leave them alone and they'll come home all in their own sweet time. But Bo Peep had to hurry and she started to worry as she went down a great long street. She looked in at her door, do you know what she saw? Her sheep with a different bleat. Meh! Boo doo bloo be doo be da blea. Blea ba doo ba oom doo bop. Meh! Snappy, the lambs were so happy they never heard bebop before. When Bo Peep used to sing, it was nothing like swing things like trees, or because such a bore. So little Bo Peep sings bop to her sheep. She's certain they'll never more roam. She now knows that swing is the only real thing to keep those lambs safe at home. Any hour of the day, you can see them at play. Bo Peep and her little hip sheep, they sing themselves hoarse, never think of a mint sauce. And of course, they call her Bo Peep.
down. I burn, you give me. I guy from PEI they used to call Potato. Well, he met up this young Leamington on Terry Tomato. He had eyes for other girls. She was a little mushy. So she said, well, let's get dead. There's no sense being fuzzy.
Mr. Squirrel, I've searched for you all over. Now you found, no time to waste. We must find the preacher man. We must find the PA Mace. For my population's dying, and we're all in tune to doom. Like your daisy, I need water. I need chestnuts to consume. Mr. Squirrel, I said I'm sorry, but the problem can't be solved if there's no one here to help and no one to get involved. Always look to the positive and never drop your head, for the water will engulf us if you do not dare to tread. So let's tread water. Tread water. Now one weary day I woke, my alarm said plug time's up. Spilt my bath up with the water, goggled with my goggle cup. As I bathe, I felt a presence, and I'm sort of ticklish. I looked down and then around, and I heard, hi, I'm Mr. Fish. How do you do? As for me, I'm in tip-top shape today, 'cause my water's clean, and no one's menu says fresh fish fillet. See, I look past all my worries, which is something you must do. Blow your fed up, throw your head up with this advice from me to you, and that's to tread water. As the day went unexplained, time was finding nothing fun. As I walked along the sidewalk, I heard, excuse me, plug one, from my soul, they lie, that is. I hollered, yes, are you talking to me? No alarm, and he said, let me introduce myself. I'm Mr. Monkey. Mr. Monkey, I've let you slap a five. Now how does your problem meet? He said, my bananas are at their ripest, but they all stand at 3 feet. My swinging hand is bandaged up. Could you help me with this chore? I brought him down to the native shop and brought him copies of the De La score, which assisted well in his elevation. Now all bananas was at his grasp. He decided with this accomplished, he would put me onto the path. He told me to live by the inner sound, y'all, which would bring me health and showbiz. Then to use them, not abuse them, and remember the word that got me to him, and that is the tread water.
Walking down the street, I thought I was free. He who walked up ahead, you captured me. Chained me to your heart and you left me there. Oh, baby, 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 you know it's unfair. You dirty dog,
dirty dog,
you dirty
dog.
Well, you know that you fractured me. Shook on me so bad I can't even see. Oh, don't you know you buzz me so. Oh, baby, 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 I'll never let you go. You dirty dog,
you dirty dog,
you dirty dog. Well, just last week I was on my feet. Now I'm at the gym and my knees are weak. My heart is gone and my soul is too. Oh, baby, 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 why can't you be true? You dirty dog,
you dirty dog,
you dirty dog. Me so bad I can't even see. Oh, don't you know you buzz me so. Oh, baby, 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 I'll never let you go. You dirty dog,
you dirty dog,
you dirty dog. Well, just last week I was on my feet. Now I'm at the gym and my knees are weak. My heart is gone and my soul is too. Oh, baby, 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 why can't you be true? You dirty dog,
you dirty dog,
you dirty dog.
You dirty dog. Oh, you dog. You dirty dog.
I don't like snakes, but if you want to know someone who did, you should have met my wife. She's gone now, 4 or 4.5 years. But one time, when we lived in Hopkinton, a fella came up the street in a truck. He had a couple kids in it with him. He said, Mrs. Cobb, could I see you a minute? She said yes, and he looked her over. Then he says, kids, you get your ice cream cones. So she said, what's this all about? And said to her, the kids told us that you had a snake in the pocket of your blouse, and I didn't believe it. I told him I'd buy him an ice cream cone. You did, and I see you have one in there. What happened was she found this little snake and picked it up and put it in her pocket. She did. She loved him. Every time she'd go to a fair or anything like that where they had snakes, she always went down there and handled the snakes and thought it was a lot of fun. She could do it. I don't wanna.
All my life, you could say I've been lonely. All my days, I've been bluer than blue. Starving man in the middle of a restaurant. Buddy, it was madness living on sadness pie and lonely stew. All I knew was the plainest potato. How I pined for just a little spice. Spread some sugar up on my plate, oh yes. Hit me with some honey and everything that's nice. Avocado, woo-woo. Avocado, woo-woo. Buddy, is your baby as sweet as mine? Avocado, woo-woo. Avocado, woo-woo-woo. Just give me that dish that's so divine. And when I'm feeling sad and low, she always soothes me so. And there I was at the end of my napkin. The time had come for me to pay my bill. Then love walked in and gave me a slap. Can you dig? The salt started shaking. I thought it was the bacon or the beans upon the grill. And since that day, everything has been dandy. The head chef has granted me my wish. Now all the world is sweeter than candy. I got my baby and she's my favorite dish. Ooh, avocado, ooh, avocado, ooh. Buddy is your baby as sweet as mine. Ooh, avocado, ooh, ooh, avocado, ooh, ooh. Just give me that dish that's so divine. And when I'm feeling sad and low, she always soothes me so. Ooh, avocado, a sign, yeah. Avocado, woo woo. I'm so glad you're mine.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. We are doing a little free association here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, just appreciating having anybody following us tonight and having a few extra moments to go. Also making up a little bit in advance for not being here next week. Don't forget Chuck Yu is going to be filling in next week here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But we've still got a few more pieces to go here in this free association before we wrap it up and take it home. So keep on enjoying it. Hang out with us over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group if you want, because that's still going on too. Trying to remember what the word was that got me to this one, but I'm sure once I start playing it, it'll all come back to me. Usually, sometimes, it does. But if not, that's all right. Free association is what it is. Just gotta let go and go with it sometimes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
weird, man. I just bought it.
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Oh, shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, is that tickle, huh? Come on, round circle. Come on, laugh it up, funny boy.
No more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
It's afternoon, the sad trumpets of afternoon are passing one more time. It's afternoon, the sad trumpets of afternoon, one more time. As I'm getting older, as I'm getting older, I see now outside the sad trumpets of afternoon, one more time. Trumpets of afternoon passing by in their procession, here in Chico, in the street town. Sad trumpets of afternoon, sad trumpets of afternoon passing one more time.
My pillow got soaking wet. this I believe I'm reaping what I sow. Oh, honey, I'm just a reaping what I've sowed. One day when I made you cry, you said you're gonna need me just to come back home and dry your eyes. This I believe I'm reaping what I sowed. Don't let me suffer no longer. I'm just a reaping what I've sowed. I've heard that old saying time after time. What you do to someone today, it just might come back your way. So you oughta, my friend, you oughta be mighty careful now. You don't wanna be suffering and cry in the end. 'Cause look at me, I'm crying and I'm crying very hard, until my pillow got soaking wet. It's my own fault, I'm just a reaping what I sow. Don't let me suffer no longer. I don't wanna reap no more, just what I sow. I'm suffering through it all. I'm just a reaping, whoa, whoa. I'm reaping what I sow. Oh, honey, I'm just a reaping what I sow. I'm suffering.
And that just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I know I said that I was only going to go a little bit, and I went a little longer, so I think you came out ahead on this deal. But I'm running out of steam, so I'm going to wrap it up, hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And then next week, it'll be Chuck U filling in here as Not Belinda, and then I'll be back two Saturdays from now for more silliness for your stick shaking action. We know in advance, though, that that's going to be a free association episode. So if you want to start working on your words right now, do whatever you have to do. It's fine by me. Okay, final tune, Automatron. Then we'll be back here. Well, Chuck will be back here next week with more Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours!